ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. We got a great show. Hey, it's the third Tuesday, so Dr. Carly's going to be with us for the second half of the show. But for the first part, I want to talk about this new e-healthcare. I'm just going to get into it. And we're going to talk about what that means for you, for me, for everybody down the road. What could we do about it to make changes, to make it better? So we're going to look at that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying for them. Lift them up in prayer. Lifting all of America up in prayer. You and me. Seek the Lord's faith, asking for his divine protection and help with this nation. You know, we need some righteous leadership. We got some problems. And you just turn on the news and see we got problems. So we're going to have to ask the Lord's help, the Almighty. And it's our job to do that. And I love this little section here. I love Paul in Ephesians. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Amen to that. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got here in the Quacker? Hey, they got this baby biometric monitoring device. Everything's technology tonight, I swear. It's a new device. That's right. It's called the Sproutling Baby Monitor. And you attach it to the baby's ankle. And it helps parents, allows them to monitor a baby or a newborn's vital signs in their room where the baby sleeps, and even when the baby is due to wake up, okay? And it costs about $300, this thing. So it's promoted to help, you know, parents calm their fears with sudden infant death syndrome, shaken baby syndrome, all that stuff. You know, but there's a lot of health experts that think that that stuff's caused by vaccines. So the device has a monitor, and it signals the parent's smartphone, lets them know what's going on. So you strap it to the baby's ankle, and it doesn't supposedly have any toxicity associated with the material. And it's a rechargeable device, and it informs parents about, you know, the baby's heart rate, the skin temperature, baby sleep pattern, position. Is the baby on its back, its stomach? Is the baby about to wake up? It also tells parents about the lighting in the baby's room, the noise levels, the temperature in the room, so forth and so on, all those things that affect sleep. And it can even tell you when the baby kicks the device off, you know? So, but I have to ask this question here. What about the EMF Wi-Fi stuff emanating from this device? Does this affect the kid? You know, does that inform the parent? Is that level monitored at all? I don't know. I don't think so. Not too much information on that at this point. So I don't know about newborns growing up in electromagnetic fields, you know, already so soon. They don't even have a cell phone yet, and they're already strapped to what is essentially one. So use your good judgment out there. Okay, last but not least in the Quack Report, apparently there's a couple of ways, several ways, that you can help yourself if you have the problem with arthritis. Of course, the natural gurus go for some of the simple basic things, you know, because we are what we eat. We have power over this situation. So diet, nutrition's on the list. And they said some of the worst offenders that help create arthritis in the body are hydrogenated trans fatty oils, white flour, refined white sugar, gluten, chemical additives, yeast, milk or dairy products, caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, and phosphoric acid. You find that a lot in soda. Okay, so, you know, get those fresh fruits and vegetables, whole nuts, grains, seeds going, a lot of that gluten-free stuff, and you know, make sure your elimination channels are open and working, and you'll feel tons better, pretty sure. They also mention herbal medicine in the list that helps make the condition, you know, reduces the inflammation, helps fuller range of motion, you know, as you get this thing under control. They mention herbs like turmeric, yucca, devil's claw, willow bark, one of my favorites. Green tea, awesome. Now, they mentioned Boswellia, but it's really hard to find an organic source in the United States, so be careful on that. Ginger, which is awesome. It's been used forever. Ginseng, skullcap, valerian root, feverfew, stinging nettle, just to name a few. Of course, you can layer in some other natural things like, you know, massage, chiropractic health care, and maybe acupuncture. So there's other ways to deal with that except, you know, the drug stuff. So do your research, do your homework, and then, you know, pray about it and find a natural solution for those everyday problems. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a really neat arthritis rub that's pretty cool. It's all organic and no synthetic, and it's neat. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to talk about the new e-healthcare, electronic healthcare. It's kind of interesting, you know, as we get into more technology, the smartphones and all that, it's almost like, you know, your doctor might at some point say, well, you know, take 2 aspirin and tweet me in the morning. Really? Oh, yeah, social media, kind of reshaping America's healthcare. Really is. You know, you forget the prescription pad. Have you noticed that lately? Doctors send electronic drug refill requests to the pharmacy through email. So most patients, you know, they arrive at their drugstore and they find out then what they're supposed to be taking. So doctors, the doctor's offices are really, they're also going paperless all across the country as the computer microchip is king and it comes to, you know, comes to keeping records. So more and more physicians are going to technology, and patients, well, they can have their office visit on a computer, a tablet, or smartphone. So the average American typically sees their doctor in the office 4 times a year. So all this technology can make these office visits seem more efficient and cost-effective to the doctor and patient when they're not actually meeting. You know, sure, who needs an office staff to check in people when they really don't even have to leave their driveway to see their doctor? So media blogs, search engines, video chat, social media are all re-engineering the way patients are connecting with their healthcare providers. So are the new, what I'm calling patient portals, a good thing for healthcare? You know, where you could just, you know, get on your computer and have your doctor visit then? Are those a good thing, the patient portals? Well, we're going to take a look and check it all out. We are. Because the more I read about it, the more I read about all this stuff, and we're going to get into this thing called Hello Health. I don't know if you heard about this, but it's more like, to me, it's almost like medicine's version of Angie's List, you know? Now, for the techno-savvy people out there, there's this new service that's called Hello Health. It was created back in 2008, and this service really anticipated the changes the Affordable Care Act would be making to medicine. So Hello Health is it's owned by a Canadian company called Mica, and the service relies on video conferencing patients with their doctors. So the service allows patients to instant message their doctors through the Hello Health website. And patients and doctors are told that the service is a secure social medical network. Well, this is the, quote, new age way to connect without actually being at the doctor's office, without actually being examined by the doctor, and without having a secure private conversation with your doctor. So when doctors subscribe to the Hello Health network, their bio is posted, and you can read all about your physician's, you know, personal interests, you know. It's linked to his Facebook page. You know, just imagine, you can read about your doctor's favorite movie, his favorite food or activities, you know, just like a dating site. So Hello Health is not free. Patients have to pay an enrollment fee of $35 per month to be this close, but not physically close, to their doctors. So you can instant message your physicians without, you know, additional charges, but if you need to video conference with your doctor, the charge can be from $50 to $100 per meeting. So I'm sure there's pros and cons to this. So let's look at it. Now, this technology and service that can allow you to see your doctor while away on vacation, maybe get a prescription emailed to your local area without rolling out of bed, kind of sounds like a plus to a lot of people, right? So instant message your physician that you have a cold or flu symptoms, and voila, you're instantly treated without any physical data to support your alleged symptoms. Now, enrolled patients in Hello Health who need a physical examination in the office, well, they're told they're guaranteed an office visit within 24 hours, and the fee will be $150, right? So an added service is if your doctor has to go to the patient's home, the fee is $150. So it's around the same. So Hello Health collects a percentage of the office visits. So they also are offering generic drugs, lab tests done at the doctor's office for free. That's what they're saying. Hey, you and I know, we're smart. Nothing is free. Nothing. Zero nothing. So these fees are statistically assessed, and they're built into the office visit and the online subscription fees, the video conferencing fees, and so forth. So the landscape of modern medicine appears to be mutating into this concierge type of service. So the medical offices participating in Hello Health do not accept commercial health insurance. And this platform style of practicing medicine is attracting various medical practices and hospitals to its service. So some health insurance companies may have objections to dispensing medical advice and drugs without a traditional exam. So while the eHealthcare Advantage offers, you know, that time-saving communication, you know, fewer phone calls, reduction in administrative tasks, you know, those pesky documents and record transactions. And it also opens up the question, who's going to manage the electronic part of the practice and at what cost? So Hello Health is essentially a paperless administrator with no administrative staff, reducing the standard overhead expenses for doctors. It's all run by software. So doctors can be golfing and practicing medicine at the same time. Crazy, isn't it? I'm serious. They could be. They could be. All right, so what about the privacy part? Privacy, what's that? Well, along with all the convenience of not having to bundle up and drive to your doctor's office, also sacrifice the security only a real privacy office visit can offer. So electronic health records called EHRs are linked to social network, according to 32-year-old Dr. Jay Parkinson, who owns a private practice who is participating in the Hello Health program. So Dr. Parkinson also says he no longer, quote, actively sees patients. And he describes his participation in Hello Health as, quote, more like a company evangelist, end of quote. Seriously? Apparently, this doctor sees himself as the Steve Jobs of healthcare. So he admitted to his colleagues that Hello Health can help them, quote, build a better mousetrap. What? I don't look at myself as a mouse, thank you very much. I don't think you do either. So now, according to the good doctor, he describes his office transformation with the service as simpler and more elegant and fulfilling. Well, good for you. So he goes on to say that Hello Health will help repair the flawed infrastructure of modern healthcare, which needs to be Facebooked and Wi-Fi'd. Apparently, Dr. Parkinson believes that patients and physicians communicate better when they don't physically see each other. Now, I want you to keep in mind that the savvy techno patient and doctor will communicate with tweets. And this is a social media blog, and it's posted to the entire network for all to see. So it is a significant risk that confidential medical information could be posted to Facebook or LinkedIn or other social media hubs without permission. And your medical information could be floating around in cyberspace, you know, making it easier for your personal information to be exploited, you know. Well, let's talk about the legal problems. You know, Dr. Parkinson had better lawyer up because, you know, this form of healthcare has already caused a firestorm of legal problems. According to Robert Cofield, an attorney who specializes in healthcare compliance and regulatory law, he says many patients have accused their doctors of violating their privacy. So lawyers will ask in court if an internet-based communication can adequately be substituted for an in-person exam. And there are no laws in place to protect patients or doctors from this type of technology-based care. So the other aspect is that this form of social media healthcare is an occupation in itself, and small medical offices can't afford the extra expense of hiring someone to manage it. So there is a clear lack of e-health protocols in which insurance companies will react to. So now we have the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, also known as HIPAA, supposedly to secure your personal data, except Mr. Snowden says nothing is secure or private on the net. Now, according to attorney Cofield, the HIPAA law enables doctors to use patient data without their consent for three purposes: for treatment, for payment to secure insurance reimbursement, and for healthcare operations. Now, HIPAA does not prohibit the use of social or public networks if patients consent to communicating over the internet. Now, what legal eagles have to determine is that there will be a whole new set of regulatory structure, basically, that's going to cover this high-tech healthcare. So new laws mean new licenses, new extra liability insurance, and more likely additional terms that patients will need to agree to online. So always read the thing before you click I agree. So the new e-tech healthcare laws will be to healthcare what ATMs were to banking. So you've got to know that with this kind of change, there's going to be costs. So your independent physicians, your small practices, well, they're not going to be able to afford the upfront costs. And afterward, they can't afford managing the massive e-health services, and most likely will be reserved initially for the corporate organizations in healthcare like Kaiser and the big hospitals. So this e-healthcare is becoming a one-on-one business cause for a physician. So let's take an assessment real quick. The Washington Post published and reported on the national and international analysis of medical care titled Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. So the research kind of painted a very different picture of what Americans have thought about healthcare and life expectancy. According to the report, the U.S. ranks 26th in life expectancy and spends the most on healthcare. Apparently, the life expectancy of Americans has declined by 1 year and is now behind the international average. So we're lower than Canada and Germany, and we're on par with the Czech Republic and Poland. So it would appear that all the technology in the world can't extend life. Now, the report stated that the majority of healthcare expenses that we spend here in the United States was for fancy medical equipment like MRI machines, CT scanners, you know, those type of fancy machines. And Americans spend the most per capita on fancy medical machines. Now, the cost of the medical equipment and the medications are basically higher in the U.S. than any other country. And the research is showing that modern medicine in the United States is heavy on tests and screening, but light on follow-up and checking for problems and treatment for those conditions. So it sounds like they're just interested in getting your money for the scan. So an interesting find of this report was that countries like Austria, which had half the tests and exam rate, they don't run as many MRI scans and so forth as we do, but they had 2 years more life expectancy than the United States. So what do we base our healthcare system on then? Is it money and how many machines we have, or how long people are living a quality life? So it would seem that Americans may be spending the most on healthcare, but they're not getting much in return. Yikes. Well, it's a work in progress, right? It is. It will take time for the public, you know, to warm up to this new way of modern healthcare and how it's operating. Now, it has taken time for people to go from tangible currency to writing checks and then to credit and debit cards. And likewise, it will take time for the patient portals to be the way to seek medical treatment. So there will be other patient portal services that are going to be cropping up and competing for the patient's monthly, what I call doctor kiosk access fee. Yeah. So do we need medical reform? What do you think? Do we need medical reform or just smarter patients? Well, without patients forking over the money, then, and you know, and if patients are demanding other services, well, then the patient can drive the change and the healthcare system change within. So I think modern medicine has its place, and that's for trauma. I've said this a lot. But prevention and curing disease is really not a big moneymaker for the corporate medical establishment. So if patients want prevention and disease reversal, well, you have to do it yourself. Research your options and do your homework, and then implement those options. Now, I've always known that the most effective prevention method is to cleanse away toxicity, which increases your risk of disease, and nourish your system with organic food. Now, I often refer to this as the cleanse and nourish approach. It's not new. It's not fancy, but it does the job. So if you're looking for organic herbal formulas that help you cleanse your system of toxins and boost your immune system to empower you like no other social media can, well, then call the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com. So herbtalklive or thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So get empowered. That's what I like to do. I like to empower people. And if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters that go out each and every week. They have two, the American Survival, which goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest, which goes out later in the week on Friday. So the American Survival has lots of authors writing for it. You get the financial market information. You get health information. And if you just want the natural, healthy stuff, then the Health Quest is going to send that out. And that's just for the health stuff. So you can pick, you can sign up for both. They're both free and for you to share with family and friends and spread the empowerment. That's what it is. So don't neglect to sign up for that. Also, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a back-to-school special that's in effect until Friday the 22nd. And they have a coupon on the homepage, BTS for back to school, the number 14, and you will qualify for 10% off and free ground ship on orders over $65. So if you've been thinking about cleansing or stocking up for the cold and flu season, you can do that now and get a discount. Also, on the 30th of August, they are implementing their new prices. So there's going to be a price hike on some things. So now's the time to get in your order on last year's prices, plus save 10% and get free ground ship. And that is good till Friday. So take advantage of that. And stock up, because I hear we're in for an interesting winter. I don't know if you've heard. We've had an interesting summer, so the winter is going to be not disappointing in that regard. And so cold and flu, Ebola, everything rolling in, you definitely need to stock up and empower your immune system. Personally, pandemic kit, have that on hand. We have one, thepowerherbs.com. Check that out. Lots of immune-boosting formulas, very high in vitamin C and zinc to empower your natural immune system response and to heighten it and make it more powerful than the average person. You have a lot of tools in there, and you can crack that open at any time and use it. So you can check out the – it's under herb kits. So if you're on thepowerherbs.com website, click on herb kits, and you can check it out there. And in a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley, and, you know, I am going to pick her brain on this Ebola thing. I am. I'm going to ask her some things, and if you'd like, you can Skype me at WWilson341, and I'll try to sneak in your questions for Dr. C. And we got to take a break, but more on the other side with Dr. Carley. Be right back.
listening to The Original Medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it is the third Tuesday of the month, so we have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us. She has a wonderful website with lots of information that you should peruse as soon as you can. Her link is on our links page if you want to get to her website that way, or you can type in reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, and she is our wellness expert, and she joins us now. Hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Wendy.
How are you doing? You doing okay?
Still breathing. That's my typical answer.
Okay, you're above dirt. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you a question that's on everybody's mind. We're still getting a flood of these reports on the Ebola through major news networks. Do you have anything to update us on that?
Yes. As Mike Adams at naturalnews.com reported about a week or so ago, Ebola has been patented by the CDC, which is, of course, a for-profit corporation, which has been developing a vaccine for a few years now. So apparently they knew this was coming because, of course, they're causing it. Mm-hmm. And this should be a very disturbing thing to people. Not that there's not lots of disturbing things going on, but, you know, this is a scary situation. However, there's no virus that's ever been tested that's not killed by colloidal silver. So I'm not trying to scare people, but you must do some research and not on the mainstream news.
Right. Well, I know that the U.S. military is interested in purchasing the vaccine from whoever is making it for about $140 million for their contract to have at it. So I imagine if they're going to do that, then our military personnel, it'll be one of their standard vaccines?
Yeah, it's not the military that wants it. It's the people that use the military as experimental guinea pigs. And, of course, you know, they're basically spreading Ebola now. One should be asking themselves, why did they bring infected people into the United States, into Atlanta, a very big population hub? What's up with that, especially after the CDC had a little accident involving anthrax and bird flu at their, biowarfare lab just shortly before that? It's totally insane. And I'm sure the reason is because they're going to be experimenting on those people and culturing more viruses and tweaking them and, you know, doing what they do.
Well, I guess the last report I heard was slightly promising, if it's the truth. I don't know if it is, that the two doctors that have been brought over with Ebola have been treated are doing better.
What are they going to tell you?
I
mean, they're treating them with some experimental drug that's made out of tobacco leaves, infected with viruses somehow. I don't remember the details. As I said, colloidal silver will get rid of it. But they're using them as lab rats as well. Because once again, the company that makes this ZMAP will make billions of dollars as well once they've infected enough people.
Yeah, I got a question from someone this week about hearing that the Ebola experimental vaccine was basically tobacco leaves, and I was wondering if it was maybe the viruses that were being harvested or grown on tobacco leaves. Is that what they're doing?
I don't remember reading any details about the vaccine. Tobacco leaves are being made to develop this ZMAP, allegedly a treatment.
Okay. Interesting. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, and I know some of the other things that people are concerned about is on the other side of the map on the United States and the West Coast with what's going on with Fukushima and the radiation there. There's been a doctor that came forth and said that he believes Tokyo should be totally inhabited because of the radiation problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've mentioned the radiation on the West Coast. So if the West Coast is picking up radiation, you got to think, hello, Tokyo must be radioactive too.
Right. Well, the entire ocean, all the sea vegetables, all the mammals, all the fish. I mean, we are being assaulted in so many ways, it's mind-boggling. Although, let me say, myself and my pets take a homeopathic every day, which detoxes radiation. So there are solutions, but the thing people have to ask themselves is, you know, first of all, what insano would build four nuclear reactors on one of the most active earthquake fault lines, in the world probably, surprise, surprise, when they had a little problem, they have no solution that I've heard of yet.
Yeah.
So they do what they always do. They basically stop talking about it. They try to make people think, oh, it must be okay. There's no warnings being given out. And it's so ironic how, you know, our country, you know, dropped atomic bombs on Japan, and now they've basically nuked themselves. And I'll tell you one thing. There's no way in H-E double hockey sticks that I would be going to Japan, although, you know, I'm quite sarcastic occasionally. And for the people that believe that radiation is a treatment for cancer, I say, hey, just get on a plane and fly to Japan and stay there for a little while.
And it's probably cheaper than your doctor's treatments, right?
Right.
For radiation, yeah. Well, I've been talking about several things here. Is there a topic you wanted to discuss today?
Well, I just wanted to add that, of course, Caroline Kennedy was tagged to be the ambassador to Japan. I'm shocked that she would be foolish enough to say yes. We'll see how long it takes before she's got huge tumors growing all over her. But go ahead.
Well, you know, it is. I mean, we'll just see how that goes. But there is a question I wanted to ask you. We hear periodically reports of this strange viruses that people pick up in soil and water, and they come down with the flesh-eating disease. In your opinion, what would you do if that was a situation in your life? Would you use the colloidal silver for that?
Oh, yes. Take it internally and spray it liberally on the skin. As a matter of fact, it's so heartbreaking when I hear of these situations. There's a number of relatively young people I've seen on different TV shows that, you know, had to have three or four limbs amputated and all kinds of other stuff. And these are all made in laboratories. See, that's what I try to get through to people. They're making these things in laboratories. And there's so many, 3,000 biowarfare labs just in the United States. This is what they do. They take viruses, they tweak them, and they release them on us. And that's what they do. And as a matter of fact, it's quite interesting. I got a call from a woman in Nigeria about a week or so ago, and it was very interesting because they know what's going on there. They know that the CDC and the WHO are bringing this virus in, and they're actually, you know, attacking these people because they want nothing to do with them. They can smell a rat very clearly, and this is what they usually do, you know, bring something to Africa, kill off as many people as you can so you can steal their natural resources.
Yeah, I noticed that Africa seems to be the place of choice for testing these things. Dr. William Campbell said the same thing.
Right.
So, by the way, that guy figured out how to get rid of AIDS.
It's been a cure for AIDS. As a matter of fact, if people go to the website of Dr. Boyd Graves, who is someone that did a lot of research on AIDS and how it was created by the Special Virus Cancer Program, and he actually has a link to a patent for a special type of silver, which I'm sure is what cured Magic Johnson. And, of course, they told him, you better keep your mouth shut. Do not mention how you got cured, because obviously he's not sick. Interestingly, you can only get this treatment in Israel. I don't know why that is. But I forget the year that was patented. I think it was 1997. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they know, and that's why the FDA is going after silver, you know, claiming that it's a fraudulent, you know, cure and blah, 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 while they bring out their toxic vaccines, et cetera.
Right. Well, I know, I think Campbell's experience with reversing AIDS is you take some of the patient's blood and you put it in a clear cylinder. and you expose it to ultraviolet lights, the same kind of treatment they put down in ductwork to kill viruses, funguses, and molds and so forth in sick buildings, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then you take that blood after you've exposed it to the light and you put it back in the patient, and it continues to kill the virus. And the person is cured of AIDS, like, in 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, there's all kinds of solutions out there. They're being suppressed. And
oh, yeah, he was run out of this country. He actually went over to Africa and was, because he says the therapy costs less than $100. You know, if you had it done in America, you'd have an office visit, maybe a nurse doing the treatment for you. And he says $100. And so, he ran into stepping on some big pharmaceutical toes, because right at that time they were coming out with that AIDS drug that doesn't do anything, right? And was run. Country, I understand.
Right.
Well, and that's usually how it goes.
You can't cut Big Pharma out of the loop without consequences. I have certainly learned that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, well, and we want to empower people, so we want to encourage them to research your options out there, very carefully do your homework, and implement them. What would be the first thing you suppose we would expect if we had, an official declaration that Ebola is a big pandemic? What do you suppose would happen here in the United States?
Well, once they have their vaccine ready, the only question is, are they going to offer it or are they going to mandate it? And coincidentally, we're having these military exercises, like in Ferguson, if anybody's been watching the news and see what they're doing, bringing in tanks and SWAT teams and, you know, pointing AK-47s at children who are protesting. You know, this is no coincidence that these things are happening at the same time. So I suspect what I tell people is, of course, I don't give medical advice. I don't practice medicine. But if I was you people, if you get, diarrhea, a fever, some of these pretty much common symptoms for many of the viral diseases, if I was you, I would not go to the white coat, because they're going to be on speed dial to the CDC. Next thing you know, you could be in quarantine.
And be experimented on.
And be given Ebola. You know,
right.
They'll say you may have it, let's vaccinate you, and then you have it.
Right. And you may not have it, right?
Get there, but when they're done with you, you will.
I know. Well, I mean, that's my question. My question is, would they tell you you had Ebola even if you didn't have it? That's my concern. So they could test the vaccine, you know, further.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't trust these people as far as I could throw them. And, you know, that's why my message to people is always, the only reason I would ever go to a hospital is if there was some kind of massive trauma. And then I would escape as soon as I could. Otherwise, it's up to you folks to do your homework, you know, use common sense. You got to eat good organic food, drink clean water. Of course, breathing clean air is a little tough with all the chemtrails. But, you know, you have to protect your family as best you can, and the only way to do that properly is to learn what's making them sick. You know, pesticides, aspartame, fluoride, the list is endless. We're
Absolutely.
Being poisoned in so many ways.
No, this is true. So, I've often said, cleanse and nourish the body, and your chances of reducing risks of getting sick and even reversing an illness are greater, and everybody has that power right now to do that, so I encourage people to. Now, what is your take? I know that I probably can't anticipate your answer, but what is your take on, we've heard the mainstream media with Angelina Jolie promoting a lot of this, you know, preventative type of cancer by, you know, having areas of the body removed, let's say, you know, mastectomies, for instance, but there was this report that came out. It was a 20-year study that the University of Minnesota School of Medicine did, that they actually debunked all that and said that preventative mastectomies for future breast cancer really didn't prevent cancer from coming at all. And so,
right.
So basically these people did get cancer, but they just got it somewhere else.
Well, everybody, let me just say, everybody has cancer. Okay.
Right.
We're being assaulted with so many toxins. Pesticide is a big one for breast and prostate cancer. So, you know, cutting out body parts is insane. What
right.
you have to do is detoxify yourself and, once again, eat good food, drink clean water. I question whether or not she even had a double mastectomy. I mean, she's a minion. She's, what, UN ambassador and, you know, all this stuff. They promote vaccines as well. So I think she's just trying to get women, once again, in the fear mode. Yeah, let me have my breast cut off. I'll have my uterus and ovaries removed. Why not take out the colon? I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Well, it is. It is. And there's so many other things that you could do to help the body heal itself, is what I say. And that's what
yeah.
I would be doing. Things like dandelion root. And I think you came across Sweet Annie recently and some other
yeah.
things that really help out. So, yeah, there's lots.
Many, many good things.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have to, you know your supplier because
sure.
Big Pharma's buying out a lot of the supplement companies so that they can radiate things and, you know, make them not work, basically. But,
I know. I still come across people from time to time who, you know, if you ask them, well, you're taking a daily vitamin, and they tell you, yeah, you ask them what kind. And they'll list a lot of the brands that you find at, like, Walmart. And
yeah, right.
And, so, and these things are made by pharmaceutical companies, but they didn't have a clue.
Right. One of my favorites is Centrum, which is supposed to be for elderly people. And one of the ingredients in it is aluminum, which
yeah.
is a major cause of Alzheimer's. So,
nice.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Do not buy your supplements at Walmart, CVS, all these other places, because by definition, they're made by Big Pharma. Why would you trust Big Pharma to make your supplements when you know what they're doing with their drugs?
True. That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, Dr. Carly, are you back on the air doing your radio show?
Yes. I'm on a station out of the Netherlands every Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m., now my show is called What's Ailing the World. We've gone global.
Uh-huh.
And it's findingvoicesradio.com, findingvoicesradio.com.
Okay. Anything new coming up on your show you want to give us a heads up on?
Well, I've had some stunning guests on my show. Last week I had Anita Whitney of the anticorruptionsociety.com. She has so many amazing documents on her site. Last week we discussed a document, The Anatomy of a Con Job, where global warming is a complete hoax. As a matter of fact, oil is not even, you know, made the way we're told. It's actually a renewable resource. Information about this comes out of Russia. This week I'm having J.B. Campbell on again, AmericanDefenseParty.com. And next week I'm having a special on colloidal silver with an expert on colloidal silver. Because there's disinfo out there about colloidal silver as well. There's so many disinformers out there. You have to really do your homework. You just don't believe everything you hear just because somebody's on internet radio. And I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself, because I don't talk about things unless I can document it.
Well, does this network have an archive in case people can't listen live?
Yes. Let me just say, it's out of the Netherlands, so the home page is in Dutch. But if you look to the left, you know, you just click on the little icon of the English flag, and that immediately translates into English. And then you check on the top where it says archives, and you can find the archives. I just started in the beginning of July, and two of the archives got messed up. As a matter of fact, the Dutch Secret Service, I was told, actually interfered with a very important show I did on the standard of care. So we do the best we can, and, you know, just carry on from there.
Absolutely. Well, for those that are new to the show, listening to you, why don't you tell the folks what it is that you do?
Well, I do consults for people and pets. I have clients all over the world. I take a detailed history, and then I develop an individual protocol based on that history of toxin exposure, including all the massive amounts of drugs that people are on and things of that nature. Teach them what I would do if I was them to detox and also to get off the drugs, because you can't go cold turkey with most of these drugs.
Right.
I'm just doing a consult now for a 12-year-old boy who's got 10 different diseases, including autism and a very serious seizure defect, and he's on 10 different drugs. And when I do the consults, I go through each drug. I tell them the side effects of the drug that they're actually suffering from. So they say, oh, I see, the drug is causing half my problem, or the drugs in this case.
Right.
It's very discouraging to see what my profession is doing.
I'm sorry, Dr. Carley, but we're glad that you're here shedding light on the subject, you know. So, you know, Godspeed to you in all your endeavors. And maybe next time, we're almost out of time, but maybe next time we can talk about I think they're making drugs. I know they're making vaccines that are tailored to specific, you know, cultures, people, genetics.
Right.
So maybe we can explore that when we have more time next time on the show. And, of course, Dr. Carley's website is Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. And give out your phone number, if you will.
It's 828-294-0662. 828-2994-0662, or my international clients contact me through Skype. My username is Dr. Carley, CARLEY1.
Okay, so Dr. Carley1 on Skype, right?
Right.
Well, as always, you've been a delight, Dr. Carley, and I thank you so very much, and we'll be talking with you again next month.
Okay, thank you for what you do, Wendy.
You too. Take care now. That's Dr.
Okay.
Carley. Don't forget to check her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. Of course, her banner is on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. So you can click on over there and check out what's going on. And she's very good on the radio. So if you want to listen to her broadcast, I'm sure there's a link, too, from her site to the network there over in the Netherlands. So great stuff, of course. As always here on Herb Talk, we always try to enlighten you and give you information that you can go research and check out for yourself. And hopefully it will empower and bless you and your family. If you have a health topic you would like me to cover on the show, please do send me an email. You can go on to the powerherbs.com website and hit the Contact Us tab and send me an email. And we will try to include that into the show. I think some of the big shows that you've enjoyed were the ones on incontinence, prostate health, heart health, so forth and so on. So if there's something you want me to research, let me know. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.